What's going on, everybody? Welcome into another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, here with you guys once again, coming to you. Actually, I usually record this from my home in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you in Kansas City, Kansas, folks, home of Kansas Speedway. I'm getting ready for a different race for tomorrow. As I'm sitting here recording this on Friday, late afternoon, early evening on this Friday in January 20th, 2023, on this edition of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, episode 327. This podcast coming to you from Kansas City, Kansas, home of Kansas Speedway. Later on, coming up in the spring anyways, will be the Kansas Speedway race. I believe that's May 5th through the 6th there, when the Truck Series and the Cup Series will be battling out here in KC already. So I am recording this in my hotel room. Not going to tell you where exactly, even though it won't even matter, because by the time this comes out, it'll be Monday night, or our usual weekly podcast night when this comes out. So it's not going to matter anyway, but still, I'm not going to tell y'all where you're at. Where I'm at, I'm just going to tell you what city I'm in, but I'm not going to tell you the exact hotel I'm in right now. I'm actually recording this with all the class of 2023 NASCAR Hall of Fame. Will be official tonight when this goes down. Well, this podcast will be out on Monday. I'm recording this on Hall of Fame NASCAR 2023 class night, which I'm going to do. Go straight on into right now, getting right down into it. I'll do some house cleaning throughout this podcast. The inductees coming in tonight, Herschel McGriff, right? Just as many notes on three of these guys, the three new inductees to the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Herschel McGriff burst on into the scene, premier series scene, when he was 22 years old and wrapped up his career with just 4 wins and 87 starts. He also shined in the Pro Series West, now known as the ARCA Menard Series West. You could probably throw in the other division too, East, there as well, tallying over 30 wins in his career. Also, Herschel also was named to the quote-unquote NASCAR's 50 greatest drivers list, released back in 1998. There as well. So again, I'm just going to do the miniature summary, not going to go in too in depth with this. Obviously, we got a lot of things to try to get to that I want to get to tonight on this podcast, episode 327, Hall of Fame night. As I'm recording this here, three new inductees to the NASCAR Hall of Fame, right? So you have him, which I didn't really know much of until like listening to the latest. I went back to listen to the Robert Wickens episode of the Dale Jr. download there, and there was a few mentions of Herschel McGriff on there, so that's maybe other than last year when I talked about these guys getting the nomination to go into NASCAR Hall of Fame. Didn't know much about this guy going in. I wasn't born that era, obviously, so there is that. Kurt Schumerding, the second nominee. He spent his career as a crew chief 1977 through to 1992 as crew chief in the NASCAR Cup Series, first reaching the sport's pinnacle at just 25 years old. Throughout that time, he captured 4 championships, 1986, 1987, and 1999, and throw in 91 there, 4 championships with the Hall of Famer Dale Earnhardt Sr. before retiring from atop of the pit box to pursue later then a career as a NASCAR driver. When I was getting into the sport, again, goes quite a ways, again, kind of dating myself here, but Kurt Schumerding was racing when I started watching NASCAR, as I remember there as well. Kurt Schumerding also racked up 46 wins, 15 poles in his career as a driver. So not too shabby there. Not too shabby as a driver, from a crew chief days, turning driver there as well. And then a guy that I know, that got nominated to the Hall of Fame last year, it will be inducted later on here in a little while, that is Matt Kenseth. Yes, Matt Kenseth, the Boston Marathon finisher in sub-3, which I believe came in London or Berlin, one of those two. I want to say Berlin for sure. He recently, I know I'm going off track here because I'm a runner. Matt Kins is a marathon runner. I'm a marathon runner, right? So that's where I'm trying to get to. I'm knocking on the door of that. Hopefully I'll get it this summer, coming June 2023. That's going to be announced. I already signed up for the marathon. I will make that announcement on both my podcasts. That's coming up early summer, late spring, early summer-ish. I'm excited for it. Hopefully, I'm going to get to where Matt Kins is. I'm close, though. I'm very close. Very close. So that's where you need to know there. Matt Kins is a, 258 marathoner. I'm right there in that mix. So hopefully, I'll break that. That's my lifetime goal right there. I don't care. I don't care. Going in and running. I'm sorry again. Sorry, getting off a little tangent, but you know, starting back up running. I wasn't big into the Boston, trying to get the Boston Marathon. Now, obviously, Boston Marathon is equivalent to the Daytona 500, to the Super Bowl. That's basically the Super Bowl of runners. They want to get there. They want to compete in that scenario. Obviously, around that, obviously, you have the tragedy. The comeback of Boston, everything else, the COVID, everything else like that. So, but for me, maybe I'll change my mind. Maybe I'll do it if I qualify. Maybe not. I don't know. But that's my kind of my first area of business there. Matt Kenseth just did it last year. He put out a 302, 303, something like that. And then his last marathon, he put it under sub-3. So that's where he is. And I'm knocking on the door right there in the cuffs, right there, of reaching that pinnacle there for myself there as well. But Kenseth, back to the racetrack of things here. Kenseth spent over 20 seasons in the Cup Series, highlighted by his 2003 championship, which really changed the landscape of the Cup Series as far as implementing the playoff system, which has changed itself like 3 or 4 times now. But when Kenseth won that championship by a landslide, I can't remember who came in second that season. I can't remember off the top of my head, but that's for another discussion there. But yeah, when he won that by a big ass landslide, NASCAR said, enough of this, let's just make that make the final 10 races be dramatic, which it was, which they viewed the chase for the next cup. Boom. That they did as well. So Matt Kenseth, not only did he won his only lone championship, but he changed, in my opinion, the landscape of NASCAR there, implementing the playoff system there, which has seen a lot of dramatic twists and turns since implementing that in 04 there as well. The Rookie of the Year back in 2000 chimed in with 39 wins, including 2 Daytona 500s there for him. Matt Kenseth also raced in the Xfinity Series, cashing in 29 checkered flags, ranked 8th all-time for Kenseth. Pretty damn good class right here. We're talking about, obviously, Herschel McGriff, where he started at, Kurt Schmidt's two-way in the Cup Series as a crew chief and a driver, and now you're getting Matt Kenseth, the quiet but intense Matt Kenseth there as well, which obviously I saw when I got more and more into the sport, watched him really got after it in the Cup Series there as well. So three guys inducted as recording this on January 20th, on this Friday night, January 20th, 2023. All three of these will officially go in the NASCAR Hall of Fame this evening. This is the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3 coming to you from Kansas City in my hotel room. Eddie Greer for the 3Y NASCAR podcast, the latest in the three divisions, major divisions in NASCAR, the Craftsman Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series, three divisions, more sports. I did not mention that at the top of the podcast. So again, getting that in there right here. Also earlier this week, we switched things. Speaking of the Super Bowl racing, at the Daytona 500, pretty much a month away from right now. It announced earlier this week, another sellout crowd in Daytona International Speedway there, and that actually includes all the camping. It's also sold out. This shouldn't be really no surprise. You know, you don't see the Super Bowl, which is going to be coming in a few weeks, in the NFL, be not sold out for the exception of the COVID year a couple years ago, right? Other than that, you don't, for its exceptions anyways, you don't see the Super Bowl half-ass full, right? You don't see the NBA Finals half-ass full, right? You see where I'm going with this, right? You don't see going back to the World Series, the Philadelphia two hardy fan bases, especially the Philadelphia Phillies, right? They haven't been to the playoffs in some 20 years, and they went on that run, and you saw them pack-ass crowds, right? You didn't see a one single empty seat up in there, right? Same for the Padres, right? And I'm thinking the Houston Astros represented the AL. I'm thinking about the NLCS on the brain there as well. All three of those. And obviously, Houston's been going back there for, it seems like, every year back to the World Series. And so you don't see those not sold out, right? So this right here, this should be the norm. And I'm kind of stealing a quote from K-State men's basketball coach Jerome Tang, right? After the upset against Kansas, second-ranked Kansas, back on Tuesday night, he said, "This should be the norm." After, you know, silencing, well, not correctly, that's the wrong word, correcting the fans, getting after fans about the blank KU chant, right? And if you don't know about that, you're more than welcome, folks, to check out my other podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State Athletics, for more on that. I'm not going to dive into that because that's on my other podcast right there. But yeah, he directly said changing the trajectory of the student fan base in particular, because they started this chant, that profanity chant there as well. So this, it should be the norm. That should be no surprise there, that everything is pretty much sold out for the 8th consecutive year for the Great American Race there as well. And as NASCAR announced, there is still opportunities for fans that are interested in coming out to that event, the Super Bowl of NASCAR. Tickets do remain for, the last time I checked, or when I read this, the UNLOH fan zone and select premium hospitality options there as well. You got to go to Daytona500.com for more information on that. If you're still interested in going to that event, the president, Frank Kelleher, made a quote earlier this week. I'm gonna mention that right now. Quote, "Our fans know there's nothing better in sports than attending the Daytona 500, and they will help us kick off NASCAR's 75th anniversary by filling the facility." And Kelleher continues on, quote, We will have a week of great racing, and there are still so many opportunities for fans to come out to the track and be a part of the action during Speed Weeks presented by AvenHealth," end quote there as well. And I might as well just want to stay on here because we'll talk about it a little more as it gets closer to Speed Week, as was formerly known as Speed Weeks. You had 2 weeks of racing, you had a full week, and then you had then you had the duels first, and then you had the trucks and all that. It's Speed Week now, which will kick off on Wednesday with Daytona 500 qualifying presented by Busch Light, which determines just the front row lock-in spots for the first and second spots, the front row of the Daytona 500, the 65th annual running of the Daytona 500. And then Thursday, February 16th, it is the duels presented by Blue Green Vacations. And then, of course, the trucks will kick things off with the familiar Next Era Energy 250. And then you got the doubleheader there between with the Xfinity Series Beef What's for Dinner 300 and the Arca Menards Series that Saturday on February 18th with the Arca Menards Series to cap it off, a doubleheader Saturday 200, and then comes down to the Daytona 500, the 65th annual of the Great American Race. Of course, last year, who would have thought Austin Cindric? You know, this race has seen a share of tight finishes and surprise winners, and definitely who had Austin Cindric as the winner of that race, 664 annual 500 last year. Not me. Not me. Who will surprise this year? So that's pretty much in another month coming up down there in Daytona Beach, Florida there as well. And what I'm thinking about this now, I've been thinking about this all week. I will do kind of what I've been doing, introduce you guys to what to look for the driver-wise anyways, for the truck series. Obviously, there's been a lot of change, kind of a lot of turnover there, especially in the Xfinity series as well. There's no Allmendinger. He's in the cup, full-time cup right now. Trying to think, there's no more Ty Gibbs in that series. He's also graduated. And that's going to be a perfect segue into my next topic here as we take our car right into the middle of the racetrack here on a 3-wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Noah Gregson also moved up. Ty Gibbs, who won the Xfinity Series Championship last year, now in the Cup Series 54 for Joe Gibbs, his father, or say his grandfather anyways, there as well. And also, I got while I'm thinking about that as well, continued thoughts and continue to pray for the Gibbs family as well during their still grievance. I'm going to throw that in there. Obviously, what happened very sad last November with the passing of Ty's father, Coy. So definitely keep that in mind as well. And you have Noah Gregson, which was both of them, Ty Gibbs and Noah Gregson, that rivalry on the track. They got approved as officially rookies. They were part-time last year in the Cup Series. Noah Gregson did several races for Colleague Racing last year. And, of course, Ty Gibbs double-dabbled with 23-11. And then, of course, that happened when Kurt Busch went out with a concussion, which was suffered on qualifying during the second weekend of the Pocono races as that weekend as well. Sorry, I'm trying to do two things at the same time there as well, and we'll get into more of that right now. All right, so Gregson now drives for Legacy. That's actually good. Thank you, Jeff Luck. I listened to that podcast earlier today, the Teardown, Jeff Luck and Jordan Bronke, and shorten it. I talked about a little bit of Legacy on the last episode of 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Check that out wherever you get your podcast there as well. I put out the first two episodes of the new year last weekend. Definitely check those out wherever you get your podcast there as well. I talked about them a little bit on the last episode. I'm going to mention them here, and that's going to just make it easier. Legacy, that's way more easier than Legacy Motor Club. Still going to be a handful to get used to there with taking Richard Petty, deciding to take the Petty name out of the organization's name and throw in. It was last year, right? It was Petty GMS, right? So now you have Legacy Motor Club. We're shortening it to Legacy. Follow that blueprint, what Jeff was talking about in his podcast. Noah Gregson made 18 Cup Series starts last year. Most of them came with Colleague, as I said there, as well. And then Ty Gibbs made 15 starts for the injured Kurt Busch last year in 23-11. And they will do battle for the Rookie of the Year honors this year for 2023. Sunco Rookie of the Year. So the battle don't stop off the track, that's for sure here. So that's going to be, I think, for me, one of the more fascinating battles on the racetrack this year is, I think, a story. It's going to be a storyline all season long, this rookie battle between the two of them. If you paid attention to what happened in 2022 with these guys, and I probably even take it back to 2021 a little bit as well. These guys do not like each other. Yes, they got respect for them, but they do not like each other on the racetrack. So I would think it will continue here into this year in 2023 and see this rookie battle. I think it's going to be a little more tighter than the previous Rookie of the Year battles there as well. I don't see this being a runaway by any means when it comes to these two battling out. And who knows? The way how this, our current car, it's not new anymore because we officially introduced it as a new car the next gen car, this current car now, the way that it balances out the field. Now, again, the big other question is, will we see that balance continue into this year, or we're going to see those big teams kind of step out of the woodwork and really show what they worked on in the offseason there as well? So it's really going to be interesting to see, you know, what happens going in to 2023. Obviously, whoever hits on it first is going to run away with it early on, and then you know the deal. Once you get in the mid-season, somewhere in there, even the first third of of the season there. Let's see if I can try to find it. All right. So, you know, first third of the season, to finish my point, you know, other teams start to catch up. You know the deal is with the Cup Series. You're not going to get away with anything there unless you're a couple years ago there as well. And that's not what I want to click on anything here on this instance as well. And I have to make a correction. I know I've been saying Roger Carruth, I believe he's going to be racing for, and I'll probably get confirmation of this later on, he was GMS racing in the Craftsman Truck Series. I did not see him on the GMS list, so I think he's driving for Legacy officially, I think. So I called it on one of the two, on the first episode of the year of the National Podcast with EG3. Carruth was driver GMS because he had that 24 on, right? You're thinking, that's why I'm thinking, right? But then GMS announced a truck driver lineup for this year. I'm like, he's not on here. What's going on? I'm like, oh damn. He's with because he was introduced to Jimmy Johnson, 7-time Cup champ Jimmy Johnson. So that means he's with Legacy. I know he's doing full time for sure. I know he's doing full time in the Kia Craftsman Truck Series. I know this week, by the way, the drivers and everything doing their photo shoots, production photo shoots for Fox, getting that ready for, and probably for, most likely for NBC too. And even though NBC is, you know, the later half of the Cup season, right? Fox is getting the production ready for all the drivers to come and take pictures and whatnot, doing all that. We see that. We've seen that on Facebook this week. So getting close. Getting close, man. Getting close. And definitely in close to the LA Clash February 5th on Fox there as well. And I might be making another trip up here to KC. I haven't finalized that yet. I'm still thinking about it. So that's how that's going to go there. We'll see how tomorrow for me and this 5K shakes out up here in KC, folks. But that's kind of what I'm looking at right now. Again, I talked about my marathon. I'll make that announcement on both my podcasts coming up at the end of the month, which is, that's where I'm going to be beginning my, you want to call it late spring, early summer marathon there. It's one of the, I better not say that. better not say that. I'm going to keep that to myself here. You're listening to the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Eddie Gritter III here in Kansas City, Kansas here, home of Kansas Speedway. Setting up shop here in my hotel for the evening, and I originally do this podcast in Manhattan, Kansas, where I reside currently. But do this weekend and run the 5K up here tomorrow. Decided I didn't want to get up early in the morning and drive up here and get out of, just do a shotgun. I want to come up here, you know, to really, you know, and focus on doing well in the 5K. So we'll see what happens there here tomorrow morning. Obviously, when this episode goes out, episode 327 of the podcast, we will know the result of that race right there. As far as in the NFL playoffs too, I'll talk about that at the end a little bit, even though this podcast will come out on Monday, which is, by the way, if you're new to the show, which will be our original podcast episode day. So again, just to reiterate here, for those of you new to the show, again, for the last year and a half, I've been posting episodes on Sunday, the day of the Cup race, or on Saturday. Changing things, doing a little change up on that. Decided, hey, I'm gonna move it to Monday. That way, it starts your work week. That way, I don't have to gotta wait till you know. Oh my goodness, I gotta wait till, you know. And I recorded on either Friday or Saturday, depending on, you know, the cut day of the big race, the cup race, right? Circling around that, right? But now, you know what? Let's do rapid reaction, literally following the cup race, have raw reaction right there on the spot, record, you know, 2 hours after the cup race, right? On either Saturday or Sunday, wait till Monday to post it. So it'll be on Monday nights. And if I get a special guest around that weekend or something, those will be posted more than likely on race day. So that's kind of what I'm shooting at right there. So kind of switching out the weekly episodes or the news / recap episodes of the Thrive NASCAR podcast to Monday and moving the special guest interviews to race day, which I will have one recording coming out here, I believe next. Well, I'll make it work. I'll make it work for sure. I'll make it work since the schedule had to be jumbled around because of Flint Hills basketball, because the visiting opponent forgot. So listen, before we take a break here on the pod here, it's Bill Flint Hills basketball, right? So I call games for the Flint Hills Christian School basketball on Angel 95, the Christian radio station back in Manhattan, Kansas, right? Flint Hills was supposed to play a game last night, and the visiting coach apparently forgot it was supposed to be a game. He thought it was tomorrow, which is today, right? So that's why that got postponed, and now that got moved to Friday, which I'm supposed to record my special guest episode on Friday, which I don't think it should change anything, really. I'm just going to have to put a time base on it now. Now, I'll probably move it up. It move it up now a little bit, so I have to get with a special guest. I'm keeping that under wraps right now. So have that, and then probably I'm definitely gonna have another special guest on probably the week of the Clash as well, either that or the week after that. So really, things are really starting to really get exciting here on this podcast. So I'm going to reiterate that right there as well. So that's why that just got jumbled up. For sure, but I'll make it work. I'll make it work for sure, because this is not a can't miss opportunity. You know what it is. On the Thrive NASCAR podcast with EG3, we are pretty much at the halfway mark of this podcast, folks. When we come back, we got some news here from, of course, a new driver in the Xfinity Series. Of course, I talked about a little bit about Travis Pastrana last week on the podcast here. To clear things up there, he will have an entry for 2311. I probably said that then. I'll say it again now. We have a 2311 entry there. So he'll look to race his way in. I know Jimmy Johnson has his entry in. He'll have to race his way in. Even though he'll probably get a provisional or whatever. You know, those old school spots back in the day where you're a champion and whatnot. You get a provisional. So Jimmy Johnson might have that underneath his belt. And we'll have another guy that will go for the Daytona 500. 500. More on that after the break. I'll talk about the NFL playoffs at the end of tonight's podcast there. And when this podcast comes out, it's not going to matter anyways, but I'll make my next predictions there, as well as kind of dive into Penske Racing a little bit. The defending champ, Joey Logano, and much more come up on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. We'll come back after a short intermission break.
listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Welcome back to another edition of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, your host for this NASCAR Podcast, Craftsman Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and of course the NASCAR Cup Series here. I am in Kansas City, Kansas here getting ready for a 5K. Tomorrow's the sending recording is on this Friday, 20th of January, 2023. As mentioned at the top, getting ready to this 5K. So this will be out on our usual night, our new night, Monday night. By the time this is up, you'll probably get a result on my Twitter page of how I did there, depending on how I did tomorrow. But everything is setting up pretty good, so we'll just have to see what happens. Buckle up, we'll let it fly all the way to the high side here on the second half of this podcast. We'll get to the NFL playoffs at the back end, or as we close out episode 327 of this podcast here. I mentioned one of the new guys in the Xfinity Series who graduated from the Craftsman Truck Series. That, in the person of Chandler Smith, is going full-time in the Xfinity Series with Matt Colleague and Colleague Racing. And, of course, he will debut, or he will attempt to make the Daytona 500 next month. And there's already a driver number for him. He will drive the number 13 Chevrolet for Matt Colleague there. And, of course, this will be a, for Chandler Smith, this is going to be a five-race deal in the Cup Series along with his full-time duties in the Xfinity Series. And remember, Chandler Smith made the championship four last year in the Craftsman Truck Series, which is now formerly known as the Kenworth Truck Series. Kenworth Truck Series, now Craftsman Truck Series. That's why I'm working on a new intro for this podcast, so it probably won't be ready until Speed Week there. So that's kind of a little teaser there on that. But yeah, so I'm working on that. But yeah, Chandler Smith, one of the new guys, graduated from Truck Series to the Xfinity Series, will have an opportunity to make this field. You already got, I don't know how many in total right now. We'll probably know more when Speed Week rolls around of how many guys total are going to be trying to get those precious, right, those precious spots for the 500 coming up next month there. And of course, AJ Allmendinger graduated, and he's full-time. So he's the full-time entry along. Let's not forget about Justin Haley, also in the 31, making his, after his rookie season, making his second full-time season in the Cup Series. Remember, Justin Haley, no slouch to plate racing, or call it speedway racing, as it is now formerly known as plate racing, restrictor plates. Now, I mean, we call it that from time to time. It is what it is, right? But Justin Haley is one of those guys that knows how to get it done on speedway racetracks. So if Chandler Smith were to make that field, you know, call it racing, you know, them cars on the plate tracks are going to be super fast, right? So you know, college is going to be a player when it comes to the Daytona 500. And now you have another guy like an AJ Allmendinger. I'll probably talk about this. I'm hoping to do more team previews coming up, because I'm starting to get some episode ideas, right? So I'm already thinking the wheels are turning, right? So definitely I'm hoping to have some team previews leading up to the 500, along with anything else that pops up major like tonight. And oh, by the way, yes, I'm recording on officially NASCAR Hall of Fame night, folks. 2023 class inducted. Herschel McGriff, Kurt Schermerdine, and Matt Kenseth will be inducted tonight as I'm recording this podcast here in a little bit here. As it's, I'm trying to get this done before a lot of people come in on this floor. On the mid floor here in the hotel room here in KC. So that's why I figured, you know, sit down, relax a little bit, talk to you guys a little bit about some more NASCAR, trying to get you guys fired up for that, which, yep, yeah, I'm getting in that mode with me, my team not making the playoffs, the Atlanta Falcons not making the playoffs again. Shocker, right? But we're in a position, you know, we're sitting at a pretty good position. So that's why it's a critical year for the Atlanta Falcons offseason anyways, to make the right moves, make the right decisions, to make the right draft picks, so for like that. And this could be a huge offseason for the Falcons. But again, I know I love to get on tangents on this podcast because this is the EG3 show, the Three Red NASCAR podcast, EG3, you know what it is around that. So again, getting back on the tracks here, on the high side, Chandler Smith will attempt to try to make the Daytona 500 here. I know the Chili Bowl is also going on as I speak as well. I failed to mention that on the first two episodes of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. So I figured to bring it up right now. Obviously, for those of you who knew the show, the Chili Bowl is down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, there as well. So that's been going on for the last week and some change there as well. So, you know, that's, you know, very important there. So I don't have, you know, I'll probably have results tomorrow, or not tomorrow, on the next episode, who won Chili Bowl. So that's been going on throughout this week as well. I know Kaylee Bryson, I think I got that wrong, but I know it's Dale Jr.'s like stepsister or whatever, or whatever cousin, whatnot, is racing in as well, and she fell sick, I guess, this week as well. I know several others are also running in as well, so definitely have a bit more of that, hopefully on next week's show, as we move, get closer to the Clash, really, because that's the focus right now. The second annual, and I like, and actually, speaking of that, first promos of the LA Clash on Fox during the playoffs. It'll probably continue on the rest as the playoffs get closer to the Super Bowl. And that's in, speaking of which, the Busch Light Clash, LA Clash at the Coliseum, February 5th on Fox. And we saw our first NASCAR promos on that. And I'm pretty sure after that, not too long in the distant future, you're going to see Daytona 500 promos there as well, getting you into that. And I like the Act 2 part, so I love the promo of the Clash there as well, getting folks fired up. So, and we'll see how all that unfolds. I know last year the heat races were wild, and particularly the later heat races with what took place there, on that, all that big names missing the big dance as well. So I can't wait to preview that and talk about that more, possibly with our special guest, which could fall on that week. As I said, I have to get back with him on that. So I know for sure two guests coming up on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Looking forward to those episodes as well. And probably one more. I'm shooting to hopefully get one more to get our season kickstarted here on the podcast. This is season 8, by the way, of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 overall. And this is what I think our fourth season since landing on the big show, as far as being on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and things like that. So definitely this podcast is growing, and I definitely want to strive and do more interviews with diversity folks, with people of different colors. So that's what we've been taking pride on this show recently, in the last, what, couple of years on the podcast. I'm really excited to reach out and see what I can get next on this podcast. Using the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, episode 327 of this podcast rolls on. Special edition, you want to call it, here in Kansas City, Kansas, home of Kansas Speedway, which I'm not too far of. It's about, without traffic, 10 to 20 minutes away. I'm being lenient there. It's probably 10 to 15 there as well. So not too far from the racetrack, folks. I'll be back up here for sure for the spring races later on in early May, the first week in May, the Truck Series and the Cup Series come calling here to KC, Kansas there as well. So I missed the fall races. I missed the Bubba Wallace win live here back last fall. So I'll be definitely getting ahead of it this time. Getting ahead of it, I know between my family and more outside stuff going on, it's going to be super busy spring semester for yours truly. So definitely trying to mark out big events, so I make sure I'm there. So definitely the main one, the main early one, I make sure I got that crossed off, so don't get that mixed up with any running events. But that's going to be no problem this time around, getting back up here for that weekend. So I'm excited for that as well. I know, folks, I'm jumping with the gun way too soon. And I hate doing that. But the way it is now with life going on and whatnot, you want to try to mark those things off just in case things happen. A lot of things can happen between now and May and now in the middle of June. But you can't control those things, right? You have to adjust on the fly. So, but yeah, I am looking forward to hopefully being back up here for those races coming up in May. Second time I did that. The Craftsman trucks are, yes, again, it's going to get used to you, but I love the sponsor Craftsman, right? I know I said it before on the two episodes that were posted up last week, episode 325 and 326 of the Three Ride NASCAR Podcast with EG3. So I wanted to continue to lay the groundwork there on that. I am going to step aside here real quick before I talk Penske. Early news that came out earlier here as I'm recording this on Friday, January 20th, Bass Pro Shop, right, who's the obvious sponsor of Martin Truex Jr., they're returning to Austin Dillon, I believe for a multi-race partnership there for the Austin Dillon 3 team for Richard Childress Racing, of course. So, if you've been listening for a couple years on this podcast or been in and out of this podcast, my A driver, my main driver, Martin Truex Jr., has been partnered for Bass Pro Shops for a long ass time since he came onto the scene in NASCAR. So you see these multi Bass Pro Shop paint schemes with Martin Truex Jr. having his, and then you have Austin Dillon having his, right? So we're gonna see that again more than likely as they now Richard Racing announced that not too long ago, actually, while I was on the road getting up here to Kansas City. Getting up here to the hotel, which I'm staying in here for the evening. So I wanted to bring that up here before talking about Penske and defending champion Joey Logano, right? As I switch my tab over here to that, if it pulls up here, hopefully here. So yeah, there we go. So yeah, Penske Racing, and I'm going to do kind of something a little here, preview here in the Cup Series with Penske Racing. Why? Because they won the championship with Joey Logano, win that championship dominating fashion at Phoenix last November, right? He and Ryan Blaney really dominated that race there, in which Blaney didn't even win a race last year, so that has to change. That has to change this year, obviously. You have him, speaking of Truex, he didn't win a race last year, and I'm thinking of one other person that did not win a race last year. Brad Keselowski. Yep, Keselowski. He didn't win a race either last year. That's been well talked about on this podcast and several others as well. So I would suspect, and I'm going out on a limb here, all three of them. And this might be one of the bold predictions here for me on this podcast. I think I see all three of them win a race in 2023 this year. Mark it down. The third race of the three wide NASCAR pilots, EG3. Right? all three of them will win a race this year and put themselves into 2023 playoffs. You heard it here first on Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG. You hear it here first. So, playing the game as well as he ran last year. I mean, look. Let me go back up here a little quick. Blaney last year in the All-Star race don't count for Blaney, right? Ryan Blaney finished 8th in the 2022 regular season. Well, not regular season standings. My bad. The overall 2022 standings last year, right? 8th, 12 top 5s, 17 top 10s, right? 9 stage wins, no wins. And, by the way, barely made the playoffs because everybody pretty much wrecked out. And he had a wrecked race car. He was the first to be wrecked. And we thought we were going to get in. And me being Martin Truex Jr., right? And then in the rest of it goes, then Martin Truex Jr. got involved and got collected and wrecked and had damage to his car cheaply thanks to the stupid grass and the backstretch of Daytona International Speedway. And you know the rest is history there. I could go in a whole nother spiel on that again on this podcast, but I'm not going to. But yeah, Blaney, speaking from a Penske perspective, Ryan Blaney. Barely got in the playoffs, right, with his 3 points, right, but still did not win a race last year. You talk about how fast Ryan Blaney has been for, like, the past, 2 or 2.5 seasons now, and only produced, I know he had a multi-year win for the first time back in 2021, but he could have a lot more wins than where he's at right now. I can't remember off the top. I don't have it on count on hand how many wins he has in his Cup career up until this point as we're about to enter into the 2023 campaign, right? But he should have a lot more wins than what he has currently. The way that this team has run, led last, won a lot of stages, but when it comes to any of these races, something weird happens to him. Whether it's getting sped off pit road or being off sequence or having something happen to him in a racetrack, whatnot, just can't get it done. So you think that, okay, going in the speed week, he'll be one of the favorites for 500 because he's up there. Because he's going to be easily top five favorites to win the 500 this year. There's just no question about it because he's been close to win the Daytona 500 for the last several years too. And something happens. You know in the 500 something big is going to go down. There's no shortcuts about it. You know that the Daytona 500 brings the best and worst in drivers. And we have that type of racing, close quarters. Something crazy is going to happen either once or 10,000 times when it comes to that. So yeah, Ryan Blaney, his Achilles heel still is closing out races. Outlaw his counterpart, Joey Logano, the defending Cup champion and now two-time champ in Cup Series, right? So you have him to deal with here. And I didn't really think about this until Jeff and Jordan were talking about on their episode of the Teardown that I listened to recently, or I should say listened to today, actually. Joey Logano could be that next talking guy, the leader, when Harvick steps down when the checkered flag falls at the end of 2023, right? I didn't really think about that until there I'm bringing up, okay, who's going to take that leadership? Joey Logano's not afraid to talk, so I agree, 100% agree with what they're talking about here. Last year, of course, 4 wins, the championship, 7 stage wins, 11 top fives, 17 top tens. Paul Wolf, Tyler Pitbox, you know, automatically thinking, well, he's going to be right there in the mix to get back in the playoffs and to be that championship contender yet again in 2023 for him. So I see no problem with that whatsoever. And you know, again, he's going to be right there in the mix to be. He's, of course, a former 500 winner champ, Joey Logano. He'll be in the mix again come February. And, of course, oh, by the way, I failed to mention that he won the inaugural clash last year in the Coliseum, right? So you know he's gonna want to try to go back to back. So it's just in his DNA. As much I'm talking as a podcaster right now, but as a fan, I don't like Joey Logano. The way it is for multiple reasons. And fans who love Mark Trett Jr., who I'm friends with on Twitter, or a little group there that's gotten bigger and bigger as the years progressive. And again, I talked about it on the first 2 episodes of this podcast. I don't know where Truex is going to stand. He's going to race again for next year, or he's going to hang it up. As a fact, I don't know that, but hey, we're focused on this year. When that announcement comes, you know I'm going to talk about it. You know damn well I'm going to talk about it on this show for sure. So yeah, as a fan, I hate Joey Logano, but as a podcaster, as I got my podcast hat on right now, impressive stuff right here. So we'll see what happens with Joey this year, but definitely he's going to obviously he always has a target on his back every week for sure. But yeah, Joey Logano comes in as the defending champ and now 2-time Cup champ Joey Logano, and Austin Cindric, who finished 12th in the standings last year with his win, as I mentioned early on in his podcast, of the 3-wide NASCAR podcast EG3. Eddie Greer 30 with you, aka ET3 for the show. A few more minutes. The show's gone by pretty fast here as I'm recording this on this Friday night, Hall of Fame night, January 20th, 2023. This episode will come out this upcoming Monday. There, Austin Cindric, his lone win coming at the 500. Who would have said that? The Daytona 500, 5 top fives, 9 top tens, made the playoffs in his lone stage win. And this guy obviously has a road course background. You would have think that, you know, coming to the Cup Series, and he's gotten better, especially in the Xfinity Series, particularly before last year, graduating up here for his rookie season full-time for the Cup Series, right? So you would have thought he would be much more of a factor on the road courses. He was mid-pack, to be bluntly honest, when it comes to the road courses. And let's see here. I'm doing two things at the same time. Sorry to hear some noise here. It's getting a little dark outside. You know, gotta close the shades a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But back to Cindric here, real quick here, folks, before we talk. I make my next predictions for the playoffs here and wrap this show up here in Kansas City. But yeah, Austin Cindric, that surprised me a little bit. I thought, when he wasn't full time doing those races with Penske Racing in the 33, he was fast. He was really fast up there in the top three, mixing up with them guys with the Chase Elliott of the world of road coursing. But he was kind of in the back end of the top 10, sometimes in the top half of the top 15 there. Really surprising. So maybe in the second full time around, he's more comfortable with these next gen cars. He can be much more of a factor than he was last year. I think he underwhelmed when it came to road course racing, for sure. But we saw improvement, though, on a Monhas from him in the Cup Series, 2 mile, even the short tracks as well. We saw him much more competitive with the road courses, right? So that really surprised me from a podcasting hat here on, from a fan perspective there, looking at that. But we'll see if he's going to be more of a factor. Look, this team, this organization right now, going in here, look, they got three good drivers here, and they make a splash once again. I believe Logano was signed for a multi-year deal last year before his championship run. Blaney, I think, is good. I think Austin Cindric is good as well. Again, there's a big free agent pool at the end of 2023 as well. That's another episode I'm thinking about doing as well. So, yeah, Penske Racing preview there, heading into this season here on the 3-1 NASCAR Podcast with EG3 here. Now, to kind of close the show here, we're going to go back down, making a move back down the fast way around the low groove here. To close the show, I'm here in Kansas City right now. I'm not going to stay around for the Chiefs game. Trying to beat the snow back here. It's not a major superstorm. It's just like an inch to a three between the snow, because I'm traveling back west to Manhattan late tomorrow morning. It'll probably start here, KC at least, a little later. I know Manhattan's going to start getting in around 9:30, so I'm going to be probably driving in to a little bit of some snow flurries here. I'm trying to get the playoff picture here. Gosh dang it. NFL. Okay, yeah, so that's where we're staying at right now, the playoff picture. And I picked the Giants to win, which that happened. And you know what? I think I want to pick the Jags, because I grew up in Florida mostly. I was born in Georgia, but grew up in Florida for the most part. And knowing the Jacksonville Jaguars situation, hey man, the Jaguars, the comeback, fourth largest comeback in NFL history, or third, one of the two anyways. Yeah, as much as I want them to pull off the upset there, I think a lot of people are dismissing the Jags up here. In case I'll just call it what it is right now. The Jags are playing the best ball at the right time. But I can't count out Patrick Mahomes. And I think this game is going to be closer than experts think here. As much as I want to pull the upset, damn it, I'm going to go with the Chiefs here. It's going to be closer game than it was back at the first time when these teams met. Chiefs will eke it out. I think the Jags cover. They're 9-point underdog. Jags. They cover. Jags cover. Chiefs win. But the Jags do cover. And the Giants, this is a division game. And again, this will be posted on this upcoming Monday, which will be January 23rd when this comes out. So you will know the opponents for the AFC and NFC title games. I'm going to roll with the Giants here again. I'm going to stay on that bandwagon. I'm telling you. The Giants, man. They stunned the Vikings. I was not surprised here. The Vikings, for some reason, I don't know what it is with them when it comes to playoffs. But, I mean, what is Kirk Cousins thinking? On fourth down, you're down a touchdown, and you decide to throw it down to Hockenson, or whatever his name is, on not even close to a first down. I don't understand that play. I don't understand that whatsoever. And that ball game, easy ball game right there. So I didn't understand that decision by Kirk Cousins, but hey, I'll take that. Giants win there then, and Giants will upset the Eagles tomorrow night on NBC. No, excuse me, that's Chiefs games on NBC. The Fox game has Giants and Eagles. That's the nightcap game. These division games, man. These two teams are in the same division, the NFC East. These games got the weird thing, got some weird jinx going on. I think the Giants go in there and upset the number one seed. So you heard it here first. Again, another bold prediction on the podcast here, folks. So that's Saturday. That's tomorrow. Sunday, Bengals and Bills. And you know the star line is on this game, right? The last time these two teams played, the horrifying scare of DeMar Hamlin. Shout out to DeMar Hamlin. Prayers up. Continuing his unbelievable, awesome recovery. Continue prayers for him. Praise God for that, for DeMar Hamlin and the way that situation has really shook out for him there as well, and his charity as well. That's awesome. The continued money raising on that is through the roof right now. Man, Josh Allen can't play what he did against the Miami Dolphins. I'm going to roll with the Bengals here. I could definitely see the Bills pull something, the Buffalo Bills pull something out of their ass. But I'm going to pick the Bengals here. And the Buffalo, they're a 5.5 favorite. Bengals cover that. And on the flip side of that, they'll win it. They'll upset them. They'll upset the Bills. If Josh Allen plays like that at home, making some questionable ass decisions, they'll lose that game. They will lose. Joe Burrow, he ain't scared of going rogue. Evidence, last year, they go on this run. They win that wild card game at home against the Raiders. And they go on a two-game road streak there. They upset the Titans. And they upset the Chiefs last year. I think the Bengals get them, and it'll set up that Bengals-Chiefs rematch again, Arrowhead again. And by the way, if the Bills do win, that's going to set up a really spicy neutral site AFC championship game with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Cincinnati Bengals. Look at that. And the last game here on the dock here for the NFL playoffs here. Again, all this, I have to remind folks, all this episode's going to go out Monday, so we're going to know the four teams left. Eight teams remain, four left be standing after the divisional round. Dallas Cowboys, 49ers, I put the Cowboys last week to beat Tom Brady because the Falcons are in the division with Tom Brady, and they got blown out. Woof! They got destroyed. There's no way around that here. I'm going with the 49ers here to end the Cowboys' run right here. The 49ers there, I think, out of these teams, other than the Bengals, I think the 49ers are the hottest team. The Bengals are second for me, in my opinion, on that list. I got the 49ers winning. The Cowboys, man, I think they will cover 4 points. I think it's actually, you know what, I'm gonna do something different here. I'm gonna go a two-score game here with the 49ers and Cowboys here. I think the 49ers, they dodged a bullet with the Seahawks here. They really decided to put the pedal to the metal against the Seahawks in the second half of that ball game. 49ers at home will win this ball game, and one of these throwback classics. You usually see these two teams. Back in the day, in the NFC Championship game, I talked about this last week on the show. But I think Dallas' run will end in San Francisco to wrap up divisional round weekend come Sunday night. The 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. We're on Apple, Google, Spotify, all that jazz. You have a question about this podcast, or you have a question for the upcoming season, I'm going to start opening my DMs. I know a lot of people listen to this podcast I'm gonna start doing that a little more. I want some more fan interaction with you guys, listener interaction with you guys. So my DMs are open at Eddie_3G. I keep saying G3 for whatever reason. I always botcher my Twitter name though, for whatever stupid reason that is. But again, I'm gonna open it up this year for more interaction. You know, I'm gonna go back to it to make sure it's right. Okay, yeah, at Eddie. And I gotta make a correction of my other podcast. Oh my goodness, Eddie, what are you doing? But again, okay, at Eddie_EG3 is my Twitter handle. Again, at Eddie_EG3. I'm gonna open up this year, and I'm gonna have to go back to my other podcast and make that correction. Damn it, because I said 3G is left. I left the E out. I can't even spell out my own Twitter handle. But again, I'm gonna start opening it up. There, you want to be a part of this podcast, have a question about a racetrack or a driver or different topics throughout the week, I'm going to open it up. DMs are officially open. You can go find me on Twitter, or you have a question about Mark Trex Jr. You're a big Trex fan like myself. You have a question about that, you hit me up at Eddie_EG3. Another edition of 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3. A checker flag falling on another episode 300. In 27 of this podcast, live here in KC, home of Kansas City, with Eddie Greer III. Appreciate you guys for listening again. Make sure you're a big NASCAR fan, racing fan. Appreciate your support, and make sure you spread out this podcast. We're about to kick off another full season on the podcast. Well, we're already kicking off full season here on this podcast, but we're kicking off full racing season of NASCAR coming at you, beginning with the Clash coming up on February 5th. On Fox, the Clash at the Coliseum.